How long ago did that happen?
Oh, that's been three years ago.
I'll show you some of my bicycle accidents.
Oh,
Okay, let's see. What would you call are there synonyms you might use for someone who is sickly? What does sickly mean?
really?
Okay, would another word you might use instead of sickly would be.
Ailing or not well.
Okay. And a person who can't hear, they say that person is.
Deaf.
Maybe you could tell me now a little about. You said you didn't remember, or your parents weren't involved in the Johnson County War,
No.
and you've done some reading about it. Maybe you could tell me a little about how it started and who was involved. And it was in this county.
Yeah, it was between the sheepmen and the cattlemen.
How did it start?
I don't know. You know, my dad had a book that was written on that, and it disappeared. So I never did get to read it.
There were a lot of people killed in that.
Quite a few. One couple right across the river here. Nick Champion, and I think the other guy's name.
Now, were they sheepmen or cattlemen?
I don't know which they were. I think they were working for for the cattlemen, probably.
And what years did this happen, do you know?
Must have been about 87 or 88.
So just about 100 years ago.
Yeah.
Do people talk about it much anymore? They don't at all. What do people talk about? Political issues here?
No, mostly their crops or what they're doing or
What are the big crops around here that people raise?
hay, grain. I guess there's quite a bit of corn down the river now.
Corn in the up here. But you don't know anyone who has relatives that fought in that war, or maybe quite a few.
No, I don't believe there's anybody living right now that did.
Now, that was fought here, or this fought up north of here?
Well, these two guys lived across the river here.
And they got killed
But a
here?
lot of it was up there at the TA ranch.
Is that a big ranch?
Yeah. You can still see the holes in the front of the barn there where they poked their guns out to shoot.
They have something where you could drive by and look at that? Is it a
It's on
monument?
the old highway.
I'll have to look at that as I go up there today.
I don't know just how to tell you to get there to it. I've been there. I had a cousin come out here from Missouri that wanted to paint a picture of it. So we went up there. You can very clearly see where the
The holes were. Let's go on. We'll talk a little about time and distance. What do they call it when the sun comes up in the morning? That's called,
East.
the act of the sun coming up.
Rising.
Okay, so that would be called sun.
Sunrise.
Okay, and in the evening it.
Sets.
Okay, they'd call that sunset. Anything
Yeah.
else they might call that? Okay, and this time here. How would you express that in relation?
10:45.
Would you say that any other way?
No, I wouldn't.
How about in relation to the hour? Would you ever say use a quarter? Or
No, I just say 10:45.
you've always said it that way? What about would most people around here though say a quarter of the hour, a quarter to the hour, a quarter till?
Some of them do. Some of them do. It's just easier for me to say 10:45.
Okay. You've never said it any other way.
I'm too old to change my ways.
Okay. All right. Today is the 19th. So the 18th was,
Yesterday,
and the 20th will be
tomorrow.